Father, thank you so much for your grace in our lives.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你在我们生命里面的恩典。
Indeed, Lord, it seems we don't thank you enough.
常常我们没有常常的感恩。
We're always coming to you to ask for things.
我们来到你面前，常常有很多的要求。
And as your children, that is a great privilege that we have.
虽然这是一个我们一个孩子的一个权利。
But I pray that you will cultivate in us a heart of thankfulness.
嗯，帮助我们能够真正更多的学习在你面前感恩。
Seeing you and your hand in every part of our lives.
不管是你的手在我们的生命中都有份。
Towards that end, I pray that you would open our hearts to hear your word this morning.
特别是打开我们的心门，今天我们可以听到你自己怎么如何跟我们说话。
Give me the words to speak it.
给牧师他的言语能够跟大家分享。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们要祷告奉主圣名祈求， Amen.
Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday.
感恩节是我一个最喜欢的一个节日。
I was telling Bianca that in our church for 20 years back in New England, I asked our congregation to actually meet Thanksgiving morning on the fourth Thursday of November.
我们在新英格兰的那个州的时候，当我在那边做牧师，我们是感恩节早上一大早就来聚会。
Maybe 25% of our church would come.
大概有25%的人那么早就会来聚会。
Even Thanksgiving in America has become more about football and turkey than anything else.
其实感恩节变成就是要看足球跟吃火鸡。
But it's not as bad as Christmas.
但是呢，圣诞节更糟糕。
I have a confession. I don't like Christmas.
我要跟你讲说，其实我不喜欢圣诞节。
I grew up in a family and we celebrated Christmas and there were presents and food and people would come over. It was fun.
在我的家里面，我们从小我们就是学习庆祝圣诞节的时候有食物交换礼物。
But even as a youngster, I found Christmas not satisfying.
就算我在很年轻的时候，我也觉得圣诞节对我来讲没怎么样。
Whatever I got wasn't quite what I wanted.
每一次我拿到礼物都不是我想要的。
Or it wasn't quite enough.
也许不够。
I'm afraid that's just part of our brokenness, that we're like that.
可能就是因为我们每个人都很破碎才会有这样的想法。
I have another confession to make. I don't like thank you notes. Thank you notes?
我其实我不是很喜欢让人家写，我很不喜欢写这个感谢卡。
They're kind of something your mom or your husband or your wife makes you do, right?
常常是你的妈妈或者是你的太太要求你去做。
So I just think people are being polite and not genuine.
但是我常觉得很多人变只是客气，但是并不是真心的。
Although I have to confess, I also know that when I get one from my grandchildren, at least I know that they're got the present I sent them.
但是我很高兴每一次当我的孙子孙女的时候写一张感谢卡的时候，我至少知道他们拿到我要送他们的礼物。
But giving thanks is so much more than all of our traditions.
其实呢，要感恩呢是远远超过我们所做的这所有的一切。
So this is the big idea.
这是一个很大的一个想法。
Giving thanks is an attitude of gratitude that is the hallmark of genuine Christianity.
在基督徒的一个生命的一个本质，就是我们应该有一个感恩的心态。
I'm thankful actually that our country has a national holiday that's for Thanksgiving.
我很感谢神，我们至少我们的国家是一个感恩节是一个假期。
That's especially since we are a culture and an economy that's based on consumerism that can foster both entitlement and greed.
同样，虽然是我们在那边庆祝这样节的时候，但是有时候是非常商业化，有时候是里面有贪心的本质在后面。
To which our fallen, broken hearts are susceptible.
就是我们觉得说，好，这样做其实是可以接受的。
So I want to give you some, you actually already have them, some statements about the importance of giving thanks in the hope that it will prepare you for this whole season of Thanksgiving.
我们真的在这边，我就跟你们分享，在你们的周报里面有讲到，怎么样用一个感恩的态度来迎接这感恩节。
I actually think there ought to be a day of Thanksgiving every month of the year.
我甚至觉得说，我们每个月都应该有一天是做庆祝感恩节。
So the first is that Thanksgiving Giving thanks is an expression of love.
And 我觉得最重要的第一个就是当我们要在感恩的时候是一个爱的一个表达。
So I want to read from Luke chapter 7, verses 36 to 47.
我们一起来打开圣经来看路加福音第七章36到47节。
I'm going to read it in its entirety in English, and then Bianca will do so.
牧师先会念英文，我再念中文。
Okay, starting in verse 36. One of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, speaking of Jesus, and he went into the Pharisee's house and took his place at the table. And behold, a woman of the city who was a sinner, when she learned that he was reclining at table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of ointment, and standing behind him at his feet, weeping,She began to wet his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now, when the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you.And he answered, Say it, teacher. A certain moneylender had two debtors. The one owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. Now, which of them will love him more? And Simon answered, The one, I suppose, for whom he canceled the larger debt. And he said to him, You have judged rightly. And then turning towards the woman, he said to Simon, Do you see this woman?I entered your house, and you gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but he who is forgiven little loves little.
在路加福音第七章三十六到四十七节，有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭，耶稣就到法利赛人家里去坐席。那城里有个女人，是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着沉香膏的玉瓶，站在耶稣背后，挨着他的脚哭，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴连连亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里说：“这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是个怎么样的女人。她是个罪人。”耶稣对他说：“西门，我有句话要对你说。”西门说：“夫子，请说。”耶稣说：“一个债主有两个人欠他的债，一个欠五十两银子，一个欠五两银子。因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？”西门回答说，我想是那多得恩典的人。耶稣说，你断得不错。于是转过来向着那女人，便对西门说，你看见这女人吗？我进了你的家，你没有给我水洗脚，但这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚，用头发擦干。你没有与我亲嘴，但这女人从我进来的时候就不住地用嘴亲我的脚。你没有用油抹我的头，但这女人用香膏抹我的脚。所以我告诉你，他许多的罪都赦免了，因为他的爱多，但那赦免少的，他的爱就少。
Christians are not proud of how good we are.
And 基督徒并不是一个很自傲说我们非常的好。
We are humbled by our need for God's grace and forgiveness.
其实我们是非常的谦卑的，因为我们知道我们在神的面前是有罪的，我们需要他的赦免。
And so we are filled with a thankful heart.
所以我们心里应该是充满对神的感恩。
So if you have children, you know that children are not always very thankful.
And 如果你有孩子的话，你知道孩子常常不是会非常感恩的。
But as they grow and mature,
让他们越来越成熟了。
They become more and more aware of how much parents have sacrificed for their children.
他们最后可以看到他们的父母对他们有多大的牺牲。
Especially if they have children.
And 当时特别是他们有了孩子以后。
So it no longer seems like an entitlement.
And 再不是一个他们有权利去享受这一切。
They become aware of how difficult they were.
And 他们知道有的时候他们自己的孩子有多困难。
And it seems like the harder the child is for his parents, the more thankful he is when he matures.
所以当他越认知到这一点的时候，他们对他们的父母就越多的感恩。
As Christians mature, we become increasingly aware of how much we've been forgiven.
And 当我们越来在做基督徒越来越成熟的时候，我们才看到神对我们有多大的赦免。
And our thankful disposition increases.And that's why a thankful heart is a mark of genuine Christianity.
所以当我们越来越看到神这样的恩典的时候，我们对神就越来越多的感恩。就像我们刚刚讲，这是一个爱的一个表达。
Second, Thanksgiving is an expression of faith.
第二个呢，讲到感恩呢，是一个信心的表达。
I want to read Psalm 63, at least the first eight verses, and then Bianca will read them.O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory, because your steadfast love is better than life. My lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. In your name I will lift up my hands.My soul will be satisfied as with fat and rich food, and my mouth will praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night, for you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy. My soul clings to you, your right hand upholds me.
在诗篇第六十三篇，我们来读第一节到第八节。神啊，你是我的神，我要切切地寻求你。在干旱、疲乏、无水之地，我渴想你，我的心切慕你。我在圣所中曾如此地张扬你，为要见你的能力和你的荣耀。因你的慈爱比生命更好，我的嘴唇要颂赞你。我还活着时候这样称赞、称颂你，我要奉你的名举手。我在床上纪念你，在夜更的时候思想你。我的心就像饱足了骨髓肥油，我也要以欢乐的嘴唇赞美你，因为你曾帮助我，我就在你翅膀的荫下欢呼。我心紧紧的跟随你，你的右手扶持我。
David penned these words when he was fleeing from his son Absalom. This is in 2 Samuel 16 and following.
大卫在这个时候写这篇诗篇的时候，他在逃离他自己的儿子亚撒龙在追杀他。
I like the metaphor of fat or rich food for God's blessings in the midst of difficult or lean times.
And 我很喜欢这边形容呢，就是说讲到骨髓肥油，非常的丰富的。虽然在那个时候他并没有什么东西。
When I was in seminary and graduate school, I had a professor who gave us this advice.
And 当我在神学院念书的时候，我的一个教授给我一个建议。
Most of us were just scraping by financially.
And 那时候我们大家都非常的穷苦。
And he said we ought to prepare a feast for Thanksgiving.
And 但是呢，在你的感恩节的时候，你要准备一个宴席。
As an expression that God would supply our needs.
And 是一个对神一个表达，是的，神为我们预备。
Not to simply gorge ourselves, but to even go beyond what we could really afford, for the very purpose of saying, God, we're trusting you.
And 并不是那个是要大吃大喝，而是对神一个表达说，呀，我愿意把这些摆上。
This psalm is an expression of trust in the faithfulness of God and His provision, and it is an expression of His devotion and faithfulness.
在这个地方呢，是大卫对神的一个表达。在这样的一个痛苦、一个非常难受的时候的时候，他怎么样用信心来称谢神
？He's praising and thanking God before he's actually rescued.
在他甚至是在他还先称谢神，在他是还没有被拯救的时候。
He's been kicked out of the city.
他甚至被他自己住的地方跟城市被踢出去。
So he's rejoicing with God in the midst of hardship with a thankful heart.
所以他在困难里面，在这时候他仍然是赞美神。
That's why it's a mark of genuine Christianity.
这是呢，就是为什么我们一个非常重要基督徒用一个信心来表达。
It's also giving thanks is an expression of hope.
那同样呢，我们在感恩的时候呢，我们要去一个表达我们将来有盼望。
very similar. It's kind of the other side of the coin that we just spoke about in Psalm 16, 5 and 6.
And 在诗篇里面同样的在十六章里面有讲到。
The Lord is my chosen, the Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance.
耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的，你为我持守。
The psalm is thought to have, we're not certain, but it's thought to have been written when David was outside the land of promise, estranged from his people.
And 这个时候，大卫写这首诗歌呢，是在应许之地以外，远离他自己的人民。
They think this is a time when he was in Gath in Philistia.
And 在那个时候呢，他是在被追杀、被追赶的时候。
And so he sees not the land,Not just the people, but God as his inheritance.
哎，这个时候呢，看到不是他的人，不是他拥有的城市，而是他看到神给他的产业。
So everything about Israel was about their genealogy and the inheritance of the land from generation to generation, and that was the critical thing. But David is experiencing none of that.
在犹太的族谱里面，或者犹太的传统里面，这样的一代一代传下去，这些地图这些应许之地是非常重要，但在大卫那个时候，他却不是讲到这些事情。
He sees God as his inheritance.
他看到是神是他的产业。
Someone has suggested that cynicism is the spirit of our age, a tone that permeates our culture.
And 有的时候我们对很多说这世界上这一些很多的问题，就是我们对什么事情都有疑惑而没有相信，这是我们变成一个我们的文化。
It's kind of a jaded, twisted view of life that always sees the bad things that are going on.
他把你的整个，他整个把你的头脑给洗脑了，所以你看到的东西都是不好的东西。
It comes with kind of a false sense of discernment, which is really just a critical spirit that feeds pride of knowing what the real score is.
所以这些东西就常常把它就充满在我们一个骄傲的一个心态里面。
Such a negative view of life will lead to a kind of creeping bitterness that destroys intimacy and deadens the soul.
And 所以呢，这些东西呢，成为一个苦毒，然后影响到我们人与人之间的关系。
Constantly seeing what's wrong with everything and not seeing anything that is right.
我们在凡事上都可以找诈。
In Philippians, when Paul is writing from prison, he says,
当那个保罗在监狱里写了书信给腓立比的时候
，Whatever is good, whatever is honorable, whatever is true, whatever is lovely, whatever is good repute, if there is anything excellent, let your mind dwell on these things.
所有真实、可敬、公义、清洁、可爱、有美名的任何的德性，有什么可以称赞，你们都要去思念。
Our ability to look on the bright side of life and be thankful, even in the midst of personal, crisis and turmoil and conflict is a mark of genuine Christianity.
一个真正的一个基督徒会在很多很困难的处境里面去看到神的恩典。
It is also an expression of contentment.
但同样呢，也是一个知足的一个表达。
This is from Psalm 73:25-26.
在诗篇七三篇二十五到二十六节
My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
Yeah, I forgot verse 25. Whom have I in heaven but you, and there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you.
我先念二十六节，我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分。直到永远。
Contentment only comes when God is enough.
当我们有一个知足的心态的时候，是知道神给我们预备的是可以满足我们的。
In Philippians, Paul puts it this way, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
就是我们活着就是为基督。
We live in an age when enough is never enough.
我们活在一个生活里面，永远都不够。
There's just one more thing we want.
我再需要多一样东西。
This is an age, at least in America.
至少在美国是这样子。
At least where we live, of unrivaled prosperity.
其实我们是在这个世界上，我们是永远在美国是永远非常多的东西。
And we still want more.
但我们仍要求更多。
We seem to be a fulfillment of Psalm 106:15.
And 有的时候在我在诗篇一百三十六篇诗篇一百三十六篇里面
it says in one translation, so he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul.
但是呢，有的时候神会满足也许我们的需要，但是呢，确实我们却远离他了。
We even have a tendency in Christian circles to pervert Psalm 37:4.
有的时候在我们的基督徒的群众一些人里面对一些的诗篇里面也有不同的看法。
It says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
真的是我们是在神的面前我们有一个喜乐的一个心态。
As if that means he'll give you anything your little heart desires.
因为有这样的心态的话神会把所有你想要都给你。
What it really means is that he will put the correct desires.
但是呢，其实原来的意思是真的是一个对的，神的一个要求，他会给你预备。
I love what one man said. It's rung with me for I don't know 30 years. He called thankfulness a triumph of gratitude over greed.
And 有一个我一个朋友在三十多年跟我讲说，其实呢，一个感恩的心就是一个胜过我们里面的一个贪心。
Contentment.
And 有个知足的心。
Another word might be inner peace.
我们自己在里面有一个平安。
Is demonstrated and expressed by a thankful heart and is a mark of genuine Christianity.
这是一个非常真实一个基督徒的一个表现，就是一个充觉得满足，然后知足的一个表现。
And finally, thankfulness is an expression of worship.
同样呢，我们要怎么感恩呢？也是一个敬拜的一个表达。
Hebrews 13:15.Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name.
所以希伯来书十三章十五节里面说，我们要应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
Praising God is remembering his goodness and faithfulness and saying it.
And 当我们愿意常常赞美颂赞神的时候，我们就是这神在我们生命中的重要。
That's worship, honoring God, thanking Him.
这是一个敬拜的一个表达。
Now, Psalm 136 is one of my favorites.
诗篇一百三十六篇是我一个非常喜欢的诗篇。
It has this recurring line at every one of 26 verses.For his steadfast love endures forever.
And 这边有26节，就是这边讲说，你们要称谢耶和华，因为他的慈爱永远长存。
It begins this way: Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善。
For his steadfast love endures forever.
因为他的慈爱永远长存。
Give thanks to the God of gods.
你们要称谢万神之神。
For his steadfast love endures forever.
因他的慈爱永远长存。
Give thanks to the Lord of Lords.
你们要称谢万主之主。
For his steadfast love endures forever.
因他慈爱永远长存。
Now it continues and talks about what God did in creation, what he did in the history of Israel, how he brought them out of Egypt. It's just a whole series of one-liners that is punctuated by for his steadfast love endures forever.
在这个地方从这一章圣经里面从他创造开始把以色列人从埃及里面带领出来，在他们的生命、他们的里面所做的所有的事情，最重要就是讲他的慈爱永远长存。
So Thanksgiving is a mark of mature Christianity.
And really, 在感恩节的时候是一个成熟的一个标记。
It infuses everything we do.
在我们的生命每一个层面都需要看到。
I want to point out from Colossians last week when I was here, I used this passage as a benediction.
在上个礼拜的时候，我是用哥罗西书来跟大家分享，来作为结束。
3:15-17.
十五节到十七节。
So notice how Thanksgiving appears in this.
我们从这里面可以看到感恩节里面的意义在哪里。
And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful.
And 真的是让神在你的生命里面呼召你出来。
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your heart to God.
用各样的智慧，基督的道理，丰丰富的存在心里面，用诗歌、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
And whatever you do in word and deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
无论做什么或说话行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
Studying the word, fellowshipping with one another, worshiping, all surrounded with thanksgiving.
读神的话语，跟弟兄姐妹交通，来到神的面前去歌颂他，这都是我们对神的一个感恩。
When we are giving thanks to God, we are celebrating who He is and what He's done.
当我们这样在做感恩的时候，我们是在边庆祝他在我们生命里面的改变。
Expressing our love to Him.
是我们对他一个爱的一个表达。
It's an expression of our trust in the midst of bad times.
And 就算我们在不好的环境里，是我们对他的信心。
And an expression of hope that we're depending on Him.
And 知道我们在他的里面有盼望。
The cool thing is, you will find, is the more you express your thanksgiving to God, the more thankful you become.
And 很奇妙的事就是，当你越去向神感恩的时候，你的感恩的心就源源的不断的溢出来。
Now I'd like to do something that's a little different this morning.
我今天想要做一些一个特别的事情，是跟过去有点不一样的。
I've written something that is similar to Psalm 136.
我自己写了一些东西，是有点跟诗篇136篇有点类似的。
I could have used for the refrain, for his steadfast love endures forever.
我当然也可以用圣经里面去经节来跟你们去分享。
But instead, I took a line from the scriptures and also a popular song, and that is, "Our God is an awesome God."
And 同样呢，我是用圣经里面经节，也同样是我们伟大的神，把一起合在一起。
So I'm going to read something in English.
And 牧师先会用英文讲。
Like the first line of each verse of Psalm 136.
And 就像诗篇的136篇每一节的圣经。
Bianca will translate it.
然后我会翻译成中文。
And then we're all going to speak English.
然后呢，我们每个人都要用英文来回应。
We're all going to say, "Our God is an awesome God."
我们来试试看 ，Our God is an awesome God. 我们能不能试试先练习一下 ？Let's practice that.
Yeah, yes. Can you do that, me? Our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. 我们的神是伟大的神。要不要再试一次 ？Our
God
is
an
awesome
God. This is going to be so cool. Now, please stand.
这是非常非常酷。
Want to stand?
我们一起来起立。我们就记得他会先讲英文，我再翻成中文。等我翻完中文了以后，我们一起来回应 ：Our God is an awesome God. Okay?
Okay. He put food on our table and a roof over our head.
他把食物放在我们的桌上，让我们屋顶有屋顶可以住。
Our God is
an
awesome
God.
He makes the sun to shine and the clouds to rain.
And 他创造阳光，也创造雨水。
Our God is
an
awesome
God.
He's a perfect blend of justice, love, and truth.
他是完全的正义跟真实。
Our God
is
an awesome
God.
He is the Lord of lords and King of kings.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
Our
God
is an awesome God. One day He will make a new heaven and a new earth.
有一天他会创造新天新地。
Our
God
is an awesome
God.
All those are true.
这都是真实的。
Some of these will be, amen. Some of these will feel particularly true for you.
And 下面有些东西呢，可能对你来讲是一个特别的。
This year, or this month, or this week.
也许是今年或这个月，也许甚至今天。
Think of whatever it brings to mind to you.
但真的是看看这一年你真正所经历的是一些什么事情。
He sustained us through cancer, sickness, or death.
他保护我们从癌症、疾病跟死亡。
Our God is an awesome God. He spoke to us through His Word, and we recommitted our life to Him.
他用他的话语跟我们说话，我们愿意在他面前把我们的生命再次摆上去。
Our God is an awesome God. He ministered His grace through a special person He brought into our life.
在一些人，他用一些人。借着那些人在我们的生命给我们一些特别的恩典。
Our God is an awesome God. He condescended to even use us to minister His grace to someone.
他有时候会用我们能够去帮助别人。
Our God is an awesome God. Our Lord is sovereign over all things, and He sustained us through a very, very difficult time.
神是一个有主权的一个君王，他会帮助我们，带领我们在最痛苦的难处里面。
Our God is an awesome God. He brought us to a life-changing decision this year.
他帮助我们在一个我们要做到非常重大的一个抉择。
Our God is an awesome God. He brought someone we love to Himself this year.
他带来一个人，他非常的一个爱神的一个人，在我们的中间。
Our God is an awesome God. Jesus Christ is the head of this congregation this year.
这个神是我们这个会众的，他在我们中间，他是作王的。
Our God is an awesome God. And now these are just true of all of us who call on the name of Jesus.
And 对我们下面的呢，是只要我们愿意称耶稣是成我们的救主的话，对我们来讲都是事实。
He forgave our sins in Jesus' name.
他奉着主耶稣的名赦免我们的罪。
Our God is an awesome God. He loves us with an everlasting love.
他爱我们，他用永远长存的爱爱我们。
Our God is an awesome God. He placed us in the family of God.
他把我们放在一个教会里面，让我们有恩典。
Our God is an
awesome
God. He lavished on us the gift of life.
他真的是把一个生命的一些各样的礼物赐给我们。
Our
God
is an
awesome
God, and He's reserved for us a place in heaven.
他在天国里面帮我们留了一个位置。
Our God is an
awesome
God. Okay, here's your challenge.
这是你的一个挑战。
For the next 2 weeks,
下面两个礼
拜 couple weeks till Thanksgiving,
一直到感恩节
begin to write your own Psalm 136.
开始写你自己的诗篇136篇。
So here's an interesting thing. So sit down for a minute.
请坐。
You thought I was done. Not quite yet. I have led lots of times of open prayer.
我常常带领大家在一个公开的大家一起来祷告。
And not one time did I say, okay, we're just going to offer thanks now for the next 10 minutes, 5 minutes.
我们从来没有一个发生就是说只是在下面5到10分钟我们只说感谢的话。
I've never been with a group of people who were able to do it.
And 从来没有特别到一个地方他们能够完全做到这个。
They immediately start asking God for something.
通常都是有些人就开始向神求一些事情。
So my challenge for you is,Begin to make a list, maybe every morning, maybe every evening, whenever is your time to do this, and accumulate as many things as you can about the things you are thankful to God for.
我对你的挑战呢，就像诗篇136篇，写下来在这一年里面对神每一件事情的一些感恩的事情。
I can almost guarantee you that God will change your heart.
我会真的向你保证，神会改变你的心。
Let's pray that God changes.
让我们一起来祷告，求神改变我们的心。
Father, you have been so good to us. It's amazing. I can't think of things to pray. Thank you for sometimes.
主耶稣，我真的是感谢你。我甚至觉得在这时候我都没有任何要求的，就是向你感恩。
You have enriched our lives, and we can't hardly thank you enough.
主啊，我们真的是没有办法用任何的言语来感谢你在我们生命里面预备的这样的一个丰富。
Would you develop in us, Lord, a whole orientation towards life that sees everything through the grid of your goodness and your righteousness and your grace to us?
主耶稣，求主你帮助给我们一个新的眼光，从你的眼光来看事情。
Only you can help us to be humbly thankful.
And 只有你能帮助我们在你面前谦卑地向你感恩。
And so we are trusting you to make it so.
我们真的愿意学习去信任你，会让这样的事情发生。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我们将祷告祈求奉主圣名 ，Amen。